Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Hello, Jason. Are you there, sir?
Vincent, you there?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Okay, I can hear you now. Stand by. We'll patch you through.
Okay.
Hold on.
Bud Anderson, Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. A great job, and here's their phone number, 479-439-7946.
This is Michelle Bachman reminding you that you're listening to KURM Radio, 790 AM, Rogers, Springdale, and Bentonville, and KURM FM, Gravette, Southwest City, and Siloam Springs.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Vine Ministries. Good to be with everyone today. We're broadcasting live on KURM Radio, and I need to say that Michelle Bachman is one wonderful woman. Her faith in God is strong. She is an outspoken congresswoman, and what a great, great lady she is. We've been watching and listening to her for years, and she does a lot of radio ministry on the Olive Branch Ministries and other great works across the country and around the world. So glad to hear her voice on KURM Radio today. I'm going to begin with a thought of Babylon. Alas, alas. How many of you know that in the Bible, we have in the first book, Genesis, the reality of Babylon, and in the book of Revelation, the very last book in the Bible, we have another conversation concerning Babylon. And obviously today I want to talk with you about Babylon, what it is, how it's working in the world today, how long it's been around. Obviously a very long time. Actually, from the beginning of time, Babylon has existed, and we seem to be seeing an outworking and a completion of this global construct known as Babylon, a system that is encompassing the world. And if you do not know anything about this, it's time to awaken to the reality. So let's go back. We've all read our Bibles. We know that there was a time when God flooded the earth. How many of us remember the days of Noah? And then beyond the flood, there were three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, that survived. And we know that out of the loins of Ham, which was the cursed son of Noah because of something he saw or something he did to his father in the tent or his mother in the tent. We know the story. And regardless, he had a curse put upon him. We'll talk about perhaps what that curse was. But we know that out of his loins came a son by the name of Nimrod. Nimrod was a mighty hunter. This is the area of Egypt, North Africa, today as we know it. And the people had spread, repopulated after the flood of Noah. And now the world was getting bigger and larger, and nobody knows the exact number of inhabitants. But we do know this, that Nimrod had the ability to gather all the people of the earth in his day. And his desire, the plan that was in his heart, was to build a tower and to build a city. He said, we need to build a city to make a name for ourselves, and we need to build a tower that reaches its height into the heavens. And so we see in the Bible the beginning of this construct, and it's working flawlessly. And the plan is to build the city, the tower. The leader is Nimrod. The builders are all the people that are just complementary to his idea. And they're all of one speech. They're all of one language. They're building this this city and tower was in the element of rebellion against God. This was without God's intervention. This is a mark of the rebellion that was in Ham that's now in Nimrod, and it's one of those, you know, dominion theologies, if you will, of mankind without God. Let me do it in the strength of my own hands. So there we find they're building, it's working. God checks it out. He realizes that there's nothing they will not be able to do if they are of all one speech, one language, one heart, one mind. There's nothing they'll put their hand to that will not succeed. So God's response at that time was to confuse the languages of the people. And because of the confusion of languages, Babylon, right, the work ceases and the people are scattered around and about. And there you have a picture. The next thing we find beyond this is an empire, and the empire is called Egypt. And again, Egypt is part of the Ham lineage, North Africa, Egypt, that's where Ham and his people scatter to. And so we find ultimately an empire, and this empire known as Egypt has its leader, its Pharaoh, if you will, and he has Jewish slaves that are living in the empire of Egypt that are building these great buildings, and again, the building of an empire. And you have the leader, you have the plan, you have the builders, which are the slaves, the people, and this construct is working as well. All of a sudden, we find out that there's a dream in the heart of a Pharaoh, and there's a man by the name of Joseph that's able to interpret the dream. He lets him know that 7 great years of prosperity are coming, and then 7 years of adversity, where there's going to be a complete wipeout, and it would be wise to prepare for that. So the Pharaoh moves forward. Now, what we have in Egypt, again, is a global, one-world governmental power where all the nations of the earth wind up going to Egypt for their provisions and for their food and for their supply. And the people of the earth begin to give over their land, their cattle, their children, everything they have just because they need their needs met. So there's a condition in the world that forces the nations of the earth to comply with the Egyptian empire so people can survive. But in the midst of all of this, God has a plan to take care of his people, Israel. There were about 70 of them, and Israel went down into Egypt with 70 people, and they became a great nation because God has a plan, even in the midst of chaos and confusion, for his eternal purpose. Well, we know that after the Egyptian empire came the Assyrian empire. And after the Assyrian Empire came the Babylonian Empire. After the Babylonian Empire came the Medo-Persian Empire. After the Medo-Persian Empire came the Grecian Empire. After the Grecian Empire came the Roman Empire. And we know that even after the Roman Empire came the Ottoman Empire, came the Great Britain, came the United Nations, came the United States of America. There have been great empires in the world since the beginning of time. And what we want to talk about today is, what is this Babylon? What is this building cities and towers? It's interesting. Today, you go to New York City, you have the Empire State Building. We had the Twin Towers. You go to Chicago, you have the Sears Tower, the Hancock Building. You go to Paris, France, and you'll find the Eiffel Tower. And so there are cities around the world today that are interconnected with one another, each having their own tower, their show of strength, if you will. And the show of strength in New York City on 9/11/2001 came crashing down to the ground, which was a symbol or a sign to the greatness of this nation coming into a time of jeopardy for its rebellion against God, because it's also a Christian nation. We'll talk more about that. The image that I want to present to your mind, though, is that we live in a world with cities and towers, and the cities and towers of the nations of the earth are interconnected through this modern technology called the internet, and through electronics, we are a much smaller world. You could push a button and see what's going on in any continent of the earth at any time. You could just see it happening. This is the interconnectedness of the Babylonian system that is in the world today. Now, just to confirm that there is actually something called a new world order in our generation, which I believe is being manipulated and controlled and continually being built by the United Nations and all the other builders. Remember, you have to have the architects, and then you have to have the builders, whether it's the Club of Rome, the Illuminati, the Council on Foreign Relations, or any other group like that, and there be many, that are the international bankers, the IMF, the World Health Organization. There are all kinds of organizations. Like if you're going to build a house, you have to have a plumber and an electrician. And even though the plumber and the electrician are worlds apart, they're still serving the same purpose. And even though it appears that these globalists are worlds apart in their finances or in their health or in the International Monetary Fund or, you know, a legislative branch of government, a New World Order court system, whatever it is, they're all working together to bring the nations of the earth under their control and under their power. So just here's a few quotes, just so you don't think we're making things up. These are New World Order quotes by elites that foreshadow a corrupt global government. Number one, here is a quote. It is an act of charity to cry out against the wolf when he is among the sheep. St. Francis de Sales. The real truth of the matter is, as you know and I know, that a financial element in the large centers has owned the government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson. That was said by Franklin D. Roosevelt, the money powers. Number three, let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes the laws. That was Mayor Amschel Rothschild. Again, let me issue and control a nation's money. Number four, we can't be so fixed on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans. Former President Bill Clinton, USA Today, March 11th, 1993. Again, we can't be so fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans. Wow. Number five, the whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety and menacing it with an endless series of hobgoblins, all of them imaginary. H.L. Mencken. That's right. Just keep the people distracted. Number six, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order, David Rockefeller. And then Paul Watson, Greenpeace co-founder, said, it doesn't matter what is true. It only matters what people believe is true. You are what the media define you to be. Greenpeace became a myth, and a myth-generating machine. That's right. There it is. How about what Timothy Wirth, former U.S. Senator from Colorado, said? We've got to ride this global warming issue, even if the theory of global warming is wrong. They want to use it for their own agenda. And then, of course, John Davis, editor of Earth First Journal, said, I suspect that eradicating smallpox was wrong. It played an important part in balancing ecosystems. And then Prince Philip of Great Britain said, if I were reincarnated, I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. And then Sun Tzu, The Art of War, he said, those skilled in war subdue the enemy's army without battle. Is there a global agenda going on in our world today? Well, how about this article coming out of Australia? And we're told that Australia's Liberal Party government has announced that it will soon be illegal, listen to this, to purchase anything over $10,000 with cash. The government says it's encouraging the transition to a digital society and cracking down on tax evasion. But not everyone is happy with the move. All right, so Australia, this is going to happen in 2019, July, so just over a year from now, it will be against the law to have any purchases over $10,000 in cash. Well, what else is going on in the world today? Well, in Italy, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, economists to form a technocratic government. Italy is going into technocracy, or a technocratic form of government, which is to do away with our present form of government of politicians, senators, congresspeople, and all of that. The technocrats, the engineers, the scientists want to take over the world. And to that we say, wow. Okay, how about China? China's social credit system blocks 11 million flights and 4 million train trips. China's social credit system has blocked people from taking 11.14 million flights and a 4.25 million high-speed train trips. The numbers from the end of April were included in a report by China's state-run news outlet Global Times, but it is unclear what offenses those targeted in the travel ban have committed. So the social credit system is actually a collection of blacklists, of which there are more than a dozen of the national level. Each list is based on similar offenses, such as misbehavior on planes and trains or failing to abide by a court judgment, and determines the punishments people face, from throttling internet speeds to blocking loans. Yes, China is on the move with its globalization as well. And one of the interesting articles today is concerning the U.S. Transportation Department, how it is now funding surveillance network. A recent announcement by a local transit authority in Virginia sheds light on how the Department of Homeland Security and the Transportation Security Administration are building a massive, intrusive surveillance network built on America's transportation system. The Greater Richmond Transit Company recently announced plans to install more than 100 live surveillance cameras at stops along a rapid transit line, according to a WTVR report. The GRTC plans to install approximately 4 cameras at 26 pulse stops along Broad Street. The system will be live 24 hours a day and directly connected to the city's 9/11 facility. Wow. All right, so moving on. This is also something we should be concerned about. The 5G wireless is bringing health concerns over the towers that support it. So the wireless industry is in a race right now to roll out 5G service. The network is supposed to be up to 100 times faster than current data speeds, but it requires cell phone tower equipment to be closer to users than before. So wireless companies in the U.S. say they'll have to install about 300,000 new antennas, roughly equal to the total number of cell towers built over the past 3 decades. That's causing outrage and alarm in some neighborhoods as antennas go up around homes. So why do you think all of these different movements are taking place? I mean, the 5G cell towers, everything we operate right now is on 4G networks. Most people now have on their smartphones the 4G networks. Well, the 5G towers that they are building, and this is, we have friends that have gone to Spain. They've gone to all of the different conferences. There is a swift, rapid move to bring the entire planet into the 5G network. What is this doing? Once again, it is globalizing everything in the world in which we live. Ladies and gentlemen, these are very, very interesting days, And I believe that we need to be paying special attention to what's happening in our world today. So let's move forward here for just a moment and talk a little further on Babylon. It begins in the book of Genesis, chapter 10 and 11. It has a world ruler. It has a vision to globalize the planet. By the time we get to Revelation chapter 17 and 18, we find that Babylon is in full swing in the last days. And we know that the ultimate reality of Babylon is that it will be destroyed. There will be an overflowing scourge against the whole entire system of Babylon. And the agents of destruction will be the Islamic world that is going to be on steroids, coming from a caliphate most likely that will unite Shia and Sunni Muslims around the world. We look back in history and Ishmael was the agent of distress upon Israel every time it sinned against God. Against Israel came the Assyrian Empire, and they, as well as the Babylonian Empire, brought devastation to the world of Israel and brought the people into captivity. I believe that the Bible is replete with good information that in the last days there will be a globalized system that will demand the servitude of the masses that are living on the planet. And yet we're told that there is a beast that this great mystery Babylon is riding, and that beast will ultimately turn against her. And that beast in Bible prophecy is none other than Islam today. And so we're living at this time, and we need to understand what's ready to take place. I believe, let me get into some thoughts here. As far as world events are concerned, and we're talking about the world of men here, as far as world events are concerned, and the globalists and the elites and all the different builders of the New World Order, a central, controlled, and very deliberate financial collapse will occur so that out of the ashes of this collapse shall arise a new world order currency. Now, that fits into the Bible perfectly in Revelation chapter 13, because we're told there that a time comes when people will not be able to buy or sell unless they have the mark of the beast, the mark of the beast, a new world order currency, whether it be a digital currency like we just read about in Australia or some other way of transacting financial business around the world. And this is, I believe, on the way right now, because if the New World Order builders are going to complete the structure of globalization, they have to do away with independent sovereign nations, independent sovereign currencies, independent sovereign courts, independent sovereign legislation, independent sovereign everything must be dismantled. Now, Donald J. Trump seems to be an interference to the plan, but because the major thrust at this time is to collapse economies around the world to bring in a global currency, it's very interesting. We have a businessman at the helm. Now, whatever this represents, we may be facing a crisis. And you heard one of the New World Order elites talking about a planned, controlled crisis is all we need, said David Rockefeller, to enslave the masses. Is that controlled collapse on the way? I believe it is. I believe that you're seeing in Australia, no cash transactions over $10,000. We're witnessing in China a digital currency that is being promoted. This is being promoted all over the world. The 5G network is complementary to digital transactions. So in other words, the pipeline of financial transactions will be impeded by a global agenda, which will squeeze or shut off the flow and create a new one. And what is that new flow of financial transactions? It is a digital currency or a global currency that no one on the planet will be able to buy or sell without having a mark to operate within that system. And of course, if you receive the mark of the beast, you have damned your soul into eternal lake of fire, into eternal death, into eternal torment. And nobody wants to go there. So the Bible forewarns us that in the world of men, this is where they're going. God knows the thoughts of men. God knows the heart of man. God told us 2,000 years ago where this would all be going. And it just appears after two long millennial days that we have arrived at a time of technological explosion where we're now going 5G. 5G isn't just so you and I could surf the internet more. There is a planned agenda between about the 5G networks. It is so that we can transact business. Our whole life will be computerized, digitized. Everything we'll do will be on the touch of a button on our smartphones. The 5G network will be a problem, and that's the outcry right now, because these towers are going to be larger. They're going to put out more radiation, if you will, and they're going to be cooking like a microwave. You know, people that are too close, probably with cancer and other ailments, and most likely a lot of the sicknesses and diseases that exist in our world today, they are probably due to the 4G network, to the computer revolution, to the technological revolution that has happened in our midst, along with all the changes going on with food. You know, the food supply around the world, it's not too far down the road until every nation will be experiencing third world food quality. It's already beginning to happen in some places. That's why the organic food stores are charging outrageous prices just to get something that's organic, something that's not being manipulated by the food growers and the crops that people are partaking of. And by the way, you know, one great crisis, and within 3 days, in some places within 3 hours, there'll be no food on the grocery shelves. So David Rockefeller, one of the largest, one of the biggest New World Order people, has espoused an idea that you need a major crisis. 9/11 was a pretty large crisis, but it really didn't complete the work. What it did was it forwarded the motion of what the Bible calls an end time New World Order global power force that will actually come under the authority of the man of sin. So we're in for some pretty heavy times. But what's happening right now? Remember, the globalists never want to show up. They don't want to be seen. They love operating behind the scenes, whereas our politicians and governors and all the people in the world, they love to have their names out on TV, and they are a great front organization. Bill Clinton was quoted as saying that every president in the United States is only a puppet to a higher power. Yes, everything is an illusion. Everything is smoke and mirrors. Everything is trickery. And again, that fits in with end time Bible prophecy that the devil will deceive the whole world and even the elect of God who have the closest walk with the Lord Jesus Christ are going to be subject to deception in these last days because of the level of it. And so the New World Order elite, they like to stay behind the scenes. They may create a false flag event. They may create a crisis and then already have a solution. There's that Hegelian dialectic again. They have already created a solution which will further their agenda, but they don't want to be known. And all the people out in front that are, you know, say, here I am, I'm the new mayor, I'm the new this, I'm the new that, that's all front organization. But there's a government behind the government, and it is not an American government. It is a global shadow, deep state, dark state, whatever you want to call it, governmental power that people have talked about for a very long time, who control the financial transactions around the world. They control when gold is going to be so much money, when silver is going to be so much money. There's credit card debt. We have a nation that is enslaved in credit card debt, trillions and trillions of dollars of credit card debt. And you know that the borrower is always the slave to the lender. Again, a very purposeful move, very calculated, to bring a nation of consumers into the area of debt. But in the midst of all this, it's very interesting because right now in our country and in different countries around the world, there seems to be a new spiritual atmosphere that has been promoted in the world. A spirit of optimism, success, American exceptionalism, etc. But the question is this promotion motivated by God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? Or is this optimism that is being promoted right now by one of the, you know, the great promoters, the art of the deal, come on, and governments around the world, is this optimism real? Or is this more consistent with Bible prophecy when they say peace and safety, when everything looks like it's moving in the right direction, that suddenly events will transpire because there is a force in the world that is not just going to go along with the New World Order? And that's number one, God the Father. He's disrupted that thing before. He'll disrupt it again. And it's also a nation that we know as the nation of Islam, who is being used by globalists. That's why this Mystery Babylon rides this beast. But eventually the beast turns on this Mystery Babylon and burns her with fire and eats her flesh. It's all very biblical and symbolic what's ready to happen. Now, with all of these things happening, where do you think we are in all of this? Where are we? I want to open the telephone lines right now and get your thoughts on these things. And there is concern in our hearts about a few other things, but I do want to give time for the lines to open. And so, Dave, if you don't mind kind of controlling the phone lines out there, the number to call to, you know, come and add to this conversation. Can you see this? Are you recognizing what's going on in the world in which you live? Or are you one of the blind masses following the blind leaders into the proverbial ditch of end time prophecy that will not go well with you? Are you aware of the very deliberate controlled crises that have been and are about to come? The number to call once again, 479-636-7979 or 800-767-7979. 479-636-7979, 800-767-7979. Babylon. Oh, Babylon. When you get to Revelation chapter 18, there's something very real that Babylon will be destroyed. Babylon will be utterly destroyed once and for all. The entire global network that will have incredible power, already has incredible power, but the increase of this power and the satanic spirit that will operate within it and control it is going to be so intense, it's known as the Great Tribulation. And during the Great Tribulation, for 3.5 years, the very saints of God will be overcome by this Antichrist and this system, this Babylon. And we're trying to get people prepared for what's coming down the pike because we're literally told in Revelation 18, God's people are told, come out of her, my people, lest you be a partaker in her sins and receive of her judgments and the wrath that will come upon her. And so there has to be a time of exiting Babylon. What does that mean? What does that look like? How then shall we live knowing that these things are coming down the pike? Your thoughts? 479-636-7979. 479-636-7979. 800-767-7979. Now, the majority of people want to continue to live within the illusion. And remember, that's what the great magicians do. They create an illusion. And the majority of people on this earth want to live within the illusion that everything's all right, everything's okay, optimism, success, prosperity, good life, happiness, world peace, John Lennon's, no governments, no religion, no borders, no nothing. It's all globalization. It's all globalization. How deeply involved in the global structure of things are you? The banking, finances, computers, business. How deeply enmeshed are you already in just the 4G network? How deeply enmeshed am I? How far into the system are we already? And now we know that the 5G towers are coming and the system is going to even get stronger and stronger. And once you're in it, you will not be able to escape. Jesus said, the time will come when like a snare, it will come on the whole earth and they will not escape. I believe we need to start thinking about these things, but to a people that are comfortable and at ease and do not want to be disturbed because they love the illusion, this conversation is a deep disturbance. They don't like this kind of conversation. They don't want to hear that this grand illusion is about to ensnare their souls. And they may not even know it until the very time they wake up in hell. I mean, the grand masses who are going to take the mark of the beast, the people that are already being absorbed into the vortex of this globalization, do they really know? Does a deceived person know they're deceived? And our religion is so milquetoast, it's so lukewarm. You know that our religion is so powerless to bring transformation today or awakening to people's hearts and minds to where we really are, that like in the days of Jeremiah, when he cried out to his generation, they wanted to kill him. They threw him in a pit. They threw him in a dungeon. They threw him in jail. They said, shut your mouth. We don't want to hear these things. You're speaking negativity against us. We're living in a time of optimism. Well, I believe that God's prophets and God's word are speaking today to our generation, not just in America, but globally around the world. And yet we just move on. We enjoy every new thrust of technology. We kind of like it. And everybody, you know, has, you know, if you like something enough, you'll defend it. You especially if you're used to using it and it's a benefit to you. You don't think the devil's coming with a pitchfork and a red cape, do you? No, he's coming as an angel of light. And again, the masses, even in Christendom, are going to find themselves the very builders of this new world order, like the Jews that were in Egypt, the Israelis that were in Egypt, the Hebrews that were in Egypt, found themselves slaves to that order and were building their empire. And Christians today in the world in which we live must be very careful about what we're doing. Are we building the kingdom of God? Are we advancing the cause of Jesus Christ? Or are we just living in the construct of globalization, the world empire, building bricks, working hard, paying taxes, doing all these things that appear so normal? But are we moving in the right direction? And is there a time where God's going to call his people out? In the days of the Egyptian Empire, God called Israel out. And he provided a means of escape when he began to judge that empire at that time. Jesus told the people of his generation, when you see these things begin to come to pass, flee into the wilderness. But again, people that are so deeply entrenched in their life, they don't want to hear a message of fleeing, especially when everything is optimistic. Right? Love to hear your thoughts. 479-636-7979. Come on, I know you're out there. You may not be comfortable with the conversation. Maybe you disagree with the conversation and you'd like to say, hey, you know, none of this is real. I'd like you to show me how you believe that, why you believe that. The reality, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's more truthful than the illusion that you're hearing right now. In this world, through the media, through the social network, through the propaganda, it's all being controlled and it is being utilized to condition the masses. And suddenly Nazi Germany will appear. But not just in Germany, all over the world. A governmental power, a one world police, a one world military power. Is America fighting right now to pull itself out of this global agenda? I hope so. I hope so. But with all the trickery, smoke and mirrors, and deception in the world, we have to be very careful of what's happening. Is it possible that Donald J. Trump, the elected president of the United States of America, is a God-ordained man to bring America out of the clutches of the United Nations, globalization, all these different agreements, and to bring America, a Christian nation who has fallen to its knees, repented of its sins, and is now working to dismantle the sins through giving fruits of repentance? Is it possible that we're being pulled out of the global agenda? We're putting an end to abortion. We're going to put an end to the criminal laws that were promoted and accepted in our society. Are we going to turn the tide? I hope so, but it's very late, and the global powers are going to get stronger and stronger and stronger, not weaker and weaker, stronger and stronger. And as Christians that are not to be friends of the world, we're not to love the world, we better be very careful whose hand we're shaking. We better be very careful who we're coming into agreement with. Jesus said, the word of God says, he who is a friend of this world is an enemy of God. But we have preachers out there telling all the people in church, be a friend of the world. We have John the Apostle in the word of God says, if you love the world, then the love of the Father is not in you. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And there are many people today in Christendom that love this world. They operate, they love it, they live within it. Now, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. We can use the things in it, but we don't abuse it. In other words, become dependent on it. Are you out there today? Love to hear your voice. 479-636-7979. Dave, no lights blinking? No calls coming in?
No calls yet, Vince.
All right. What are we going to do to get those lines lit up today? All right, folks, what will we do? We're waiting for your call. We want to know what you're thinking about what you're hearing. Are you awake? Are you able to call into the program? Are you able to express your thoughts of what you're hearing? We're broadcasting from another studio. We're not at Kerm Studios, but we have availability to us to have a conversation. And I'm going to pretty much begin to cease in talking about these things. Maybe they're not that popular. Maybe they're not things that people want to hear today. But I think they are fascinating discussions because we're living in real time right now. Real time. Waiting for your call. 479-636-7979. 479-636-7979. Hey, while we have a lull in the calls, we'll wait for those calls to come in. It is the 30th day of May, and I want to just thank some people that have given to the ministry recently that I know they don't want their names mentioned on radio, but we received a $200 donation from a couple. I want to thank them for that. We had a gentleman that supplied a $500 need that came to our Bible study. I want to thank him for that. And I want to thank a few others that have given some friends a $100 donation and then another friend that gave another $100 donation. So the donations are beginning to come in. And I want to thank each and every one of you that have supplied a need, even that $50 need that came in and that $100 that came in from South Dakota. Thank you for these.
Vincent, we do have a caller on our watch. We have a caller on our watch line, and I will connect you. And go ahead, caller.
Oh, hello. Yes, calling here from out of state, but I was just going to mention that I read an article today, and it was from a bishop, a Catholic bishop. He was at a graduation thing and in California, and you know what? He quoted a scripture out of the Bible to the class, and first he made this comment. He said, today... is not good to be politically incorrect in today's world, but you incorrect. Now, that was different because he said, here's how you, people do not want truth. And he says, the truth is like this. A man is born a man and a woman is born a woman. That is truth. Then he went on to say, this bishop, this Catholic bishop, he said in Isaiah 59:14, this is another quote from the Bible. It says, our courts oppose the righteous man. Fairness is unknown, and truth falls dead in the streets, and justice is outlawed. That is all happening and did happen back in Bible days, and now we're in the Babylonian stage, like you said. Got the same thing going.
Wow. And let me ask you a question. Do you see the globalization taking place around the world?
Absolutely. It's all falling into place. And we're coming to the place now where I hope there is a remnant that is waking up. Otherwise, there's going to be very few that are going to enter in the straight and narrow gate.
Yeah, and it really does appear that the words of Jesus, when he said, as a snare, it would come on the whole earth, as a snare, you begin to get an understanding of the construct of the system. It's a system that people will get snared in, a system that will ultimately be controlled by the powers of darkness. And again, this is not if, but it's when. When will Bible prophecy be fulfilled? And we look at it through the biblical lens at what's going on in the world today. And we just accelerate the possibility that we are a generation where all these end time prophecies are going to be fulfilled. I mean, you can't look at the world today and deny, or listen to the voice of the globalist or deny that there is an agenda. And I believe the next planned agenda is going to be a currency crisis. And I believe that maybe out of the Middle East, in retaliation for what we've just done in Israel, that they're going to cause the price of oil to go up to $200 a barrel. And the American people are just witnessed in New York, $5 a gallon for gas. And if we're not ready, all of our little savings that we've had, that we've been saving up, those savings could get sucked out, like in 1929, sucked out in moments. And the best thing that people can do in days like these is continue to sow into the kingdom of God, sow into the work of the kingdom, sow into the ministry that Jesus Christ wants to be built in these days as well. And because then you have a promise that God will take care of your needs. If you're just working hard and saving money and putting it under the mattress and you're holding on to what you have, I'm telling you, a day, like in 1929, a day could wipe out your savings. The banks could collapse. The price of food can soar exponentially. The price of gasoline could soar. I mean, everything could begin to soar in an exponential way. And then, of course, a currency collapse where, again, they call in for the gold reserves. Now, you know, money doesn't mean anything anymore. And a redistribution of a different kind of currency, maybe digital, maybe something else. People are not thinking this way. And yet, the globalists, the financiers, the banksters, they are manipulating and controlling everything. This isn't just organic, you know, financial bloodlines here. This is controlled and manipulated. And I believe that is a very dangerous thing for people to put their trust in the hands of those that have a different agenda than perhaps the Lord's will. Any thoughts or comments concerning that?
Yeah, two things. That is all true, what you just spoke and earlier about who controls the money in the nation. Secular humanism has been taught in our country ever since 1960. It went as a snare. It really is. And at the bottom line of that is socialism and communism, and that's mind control too. And then we get into the I'm beginning to wonder, too, about when this comes. I believe the economy will collapse first, and then we're going to have tragic chaos, which God will be sending earthquakes and all that because everything's shaking. But there's only one antidote to this. The people that have sought God, the remnant, they will have to totally trust God. We're going to have to really come into that place and where we can believe that God will increase even the meal in the barrel, and like he did for the widow woman. I mean, what else can we do? Because trust, and that's faith, and God only knows who's going to come forth out of this.
Well, you know, you bring up an excellent point. You go to the book of Revelation chapter 3. And the church at Sardis was warned by God about their garments being defiled. And he said that there were some that were walking worthy of the Lord, but the others had defiled their garments with the pleasures of this world, with the idols of this world, with the friendship of this world, or loving this world. And somehow their admiration for it defiled their garments. And so the admonition was, to him who overcomes will I cause to walk with me in white, and I will not blot out their name out of the book of life. And we as Christian men and women need to keep our garments, the garments of our salvation, unspotted and clean. Revelation 19:7 talks about a woman, the bride of Christ, who has made herself ready, and under her were given other garments. And these are the garments of the bride. And so it is important that Christian men and women understand something. We are the enemies of the entire world system. And if we don't feel that now, we're going to feel it. Now, our brothers and sisters in other countries have felt what it is like to be an enemy of their enemy, ISIS or whoever. And so a global persecution is coming. Jesus said, you will be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And that time is coming now. And the lukewarm, compromised, apostate Christians that are everywhere in the world today, who love this world, who are friends of this world, they're going to find themselves going into this great tribulation. And thank God we have witness that a multitude that no man could number will come out of the great tribulation having washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. So if we want to go into the great tribulation and experience what maybe the Jews did in Nazi Germany times a million, okay, just keep being a friend of the world. Just keep operating and not allowing transformation, not allowing the holiness of God to really take root in our lives. Just be lukewarm, mediocre, kind of right in the middle. That's a dangerous place to be. God said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. But it is a reality. It is a reality. Keep your garments clean. Thank you for the call. Any final thoughts that you have before we go?
Well, Brother Vincent, that is the message of the hour. And there's a stubborn and rebellious people, stiff-necked. The Bible talks about that. But the day of reckoning is coming. All I can say is mercy, mercy, mercy.
It's not too long. You know, people listening to this broadcast, hearing me, a preacher for 26 years, you know, kind of going over the same territory over and over and over again. There's a reason for that, because people are so blinded. They need to have their eyes opened. And so we do what God told us to do. But the day is coming when the TVs will be on and some great speaker everybody likes will step to the podium. And he'll say the same exact things that we're saying, and yet the people will hopefully then listen to what is being said. But right now, there's a propaganda tool, there's a media, there's a conditioning, there's a new world order, there's a great government behind the scenes that is in operation. We know these things are true. And then we have the more authentic authority, the Bible, that has forewarned us about the days that we're in. Thank you for the call. God bless you. And yes, may God's mercy be upon his people in this way. May the mercy of God awaken from the delusion and the illusion that has been perpetrated all over this earth. And may men's minds come out of darkness, and may there be illumination, light, and understanding of the truth and the reality that so many have been on the wide road that leads to destruction, that there is a narrow way that leads to life. May God's people and may men and women all over the earth awaken. I am praying for 10,000 souls this summer from June, July, August, and September to be baptized in lakes and pools and rivers and creeks and wherever there's a water supply all over Northwest Arkansas. I am praying and asking God that churches everywhere will be involved in baptizing sinners who have confessed their sin and have repented and are going to turn towards God in this hour, so that they will come into everlasting life, the other side of this moment, God's plan and purpose. Our heart is genuinely to see souls won. By telling people this biblical narrative and explaining to people and seeing how it makes sense and how the Holy Spirit could cause it to become a reality in their minds, people confessing Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior, having their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm believing for that in these months, but I know that a snare is coming. Time is short. The day of salvation is closing. A time of great tribulation is on the way. And ladies and gentlemen, we must prepare. We've got time for another call. Again, I want to thank our last caller.
We do have another call on the Watts line, Vincent. So
let's take that call.
Put them through here. Go right ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
You're on the air,
hello,
caller.
Vincent, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Earlier you were talking about the Tower of Babel and that, and God ended up saw what was going to happen, and so what he had to do is he had to confuse the people, change their voice, get them to the point where they were not working in unity. As of right now, our country has gotten to the point where that has worked up to a certain point. Now we have the elite that are out there that are trying to draw all of our countries back together again so that they can control. So they are another Nimrod as far as I'm concerned.
And headquartered right in New York City, right?
You are absolutely correct.
Amen. That's where the United Nations headquarters is. And, you know, they have in Davos, Switzerland, the Economic Forum, and they just had in St. Petersburg, Russia, another gathering of the elite around the world. And again, these are the gatherings. Remember in the book of Daniel when, you know, when the sound of music would begin, that the leaders of Babylon at that time, they gathered the sheriffs and they gathered the, yeah, they had all these different people groups within their society that they would gather together for these great celebrations. And that's kind of what we're witnessing today as well. All these conferences, these conversations on the World Health Organization, the International Monetary Fund, or the, you know, just everything global conferencing. And the day will come when those who do not bow down to worship the image, which we find in Revelation 13, will find themselves being cast into a fiery furnace. But there's hope even there, is there not?
That is correct. And as far as it turned out that I remember when I was young, as far as we were considered as a leader in the world, not only in our country, but in the world. And the trend now is if you look at the what comes out on TV, internet, and that, the other countries are basically following the same pattern we are. Their eating habits are changing the same as we here in America. They're dressing as far as they dress basically the same as the American. So we are becoming more of a leader, but what are we leading us into as far as I am concerned, as well as, like you say, New York being the head of the not only our financial, but as far as the world financial.
Amen. And you talk about being led, and Jesus made it clear. The blind leaders lead the blind masses. They both fall into the ditch. And this ditch is the great tribulation that's ahead of us. And we just can't afford to follow all what is being told, because not everything that glimmers is gold. That's just the reality. Not everything that says, oh, God bless America, is God. I mean, there is a great deception, and God's people have to take note of that.
I agree.
It's called divine paranoia. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Yeah, we call that divine suspicion, divine paranoia. You better be watchful where you are today, ladies and gentlemen, because we're living in amazing times. If you have enjoyed this radio broadcast today, would you consider financially supporting this radio ministry right here on Kerm Radio? I am Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. I'm going to get going right now. There are two commercials coming up that we'd love to share with you. If you would send your gift and your support to the ministry, we would appreciate it. Thank you for partnering with us. And it lets us know that you are pleased with what we are doing, because we're doing God's work. God bless you. We'll see you on Sunday, Lord willing. Shalom.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries.